Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I done ran into my baby.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Wayne Cruz. He's with the Competitive Enterprise Institute, CEI.org. And he's the regulation expert. He's the guru, ladies and gentlemen, in the world for American regulations. He knows the good, the bad, and the ugly. He publishes a widely published, widely quoted report called the 10,000 Commandments. And if you want to know about any of this, he's the man. Wayne, thanks again for being here. Tell us about CEI.
Hey, thank you for having me. CEI, Public Policy Advocacy Group, been around 30 years now. The focus on regulation. And so I do a lot of the general regulatory work, but we're doing banking and consumer regulations, environmental and energy, and so forth. We don't do the war. We don't do the budget. We don't do social issues. We just focus on regulations, a lot of small business issues and things like that.
CEI.org,
so it's been an
folks.
Exciting year.
Yeah, exactly. Check it out. And so one of the things you pointed out in a recent report, a recent article you wrote, is that that President Obama in his last time, last year or so in office, just issued a flurry of handwritten almost regulations that can be unhandwritten, right? And that even though Trump has done some of that, he's extinguished some of those and gotten rid of them before they actually cause any damage. But you've identified some others that he hasn't done yet.
Yeah, that's right.
It'll be easy for him to do.
Well, when Trump came in and he put this freeze on, and that was the easy, low-hanging fruit stuff. There's also a little bit of extra low-hanging fruit, and that's the fact that during the last 6 months of Obama's administration, he just started pumping out rules. I mean, they're just coming out like chocolate bunnies in all of these sectors. We're talking about like e-cigarettes regulation, methane regulations, two engineers on a freight train regulations, just all this stuff all down the line. A lot of that stuff is frozen, but the ones that were enacted, Congress has an opportunity through something called the Congressional Review Act to basically pass a resolution of disapproval or to veto them. And the Senate, they're privileged in the Senate, so there's no filibuster. So Congress has already done at least 13 of some of the big ones among these among Obama's flurry of rules. But there's still a whole lot more to go. And plus, a lot of the big rules are not in that window. Things like the Clean Power Plan or the Waters of the United States rule or that fiduciary rule or, you know, the overtime rule that a lot of businesses have to deal with or had now been challenged. All of that had happened earlier. Mm-hmm. So Congress wasn't able to do anything through the Congressional Review Act. However,
let me stop you for a second. Mm-hmm. The judge stopping the overtime exemption rule, is that the end of it?
Well, what will happen, I think, as what I saw the other day was there is looks like there's some legislation to get rid of it. There will be something done to phase
somebody's
going to
have to put
because,
it. Somebody's going to have to drive a stake through his heart officially, right?
It needs to be. That's right. That's what I mean. It needs to be formally laid down rather than just put away. Now, it's a shame it wasn't subject to the Congressional Review Act because once Congress kills a rule that way, it can never be brought up again.
Right.
You know, as it stands, of course, it can be brought back. But in any event, it's inspiring to see, you know, that he tried to rush through all of these regulations,
Obama.
And now a lot of them are being turned back. And the other thing is, since Trump did the freeze, Congress has also taken up and done its part with respect to passing new regulatory reform legislation. Like, you know, you and I always talk about unfunded mandates and the Small Business Regulatory Relief Act and things like that. Well, they're doing new versions of that kind of legislation, and Congress has already passed this stuff. So what matters now is that the Senate pick it up and act on it, and that's where, you know, we'll have to get some of the Democrats who don't want to go to the wall defending Obama's former regulatory state and want to work with Republicans to get some reforms done, like they did in the 90s, you know, when Newt Gingrich came in, they had the contract with America,
right?
And we did things about mandates and small business. I think we're kind of in that environment again. The only issue is, like, as you brought up in the first segment of this program, there's so much venom against the president that there any kind of upheaval or any excuse, you know, to derail anything, they'll do. But, you know, if things progress well and as we approach the 2018 elections when there are a lot of Democratic Senate seats up and things
right.
like that, and as, you know, if the economy were to falter again or something like that, I think there's, you know, there's some bipartisan interest in regulatory liberalization, and some Democrats have actually proposed some good ideas. You know, you talk about mm-hmm. sunsetting all the time, which
Absolutely.
Is a great idea.
Well, that's the thing. When I hear President Trump say he's going to, and Congress is going to pass a sunsetting law for regulations, that's when I'm going to say, okay, I'm done here.
That'll be
the mic drop moment. Hey, Wayne, thanks for being here. Good job as always.
No, thank
Keep
you.
Up the good
always
work
pleasure.
And come
thanks.
Back soon.
Will do.
And we got an anniversary to celebrate later this year, the 19th one, okay? Wayne Cruz, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.